Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, cloudy with a high nearing 45. A chance for some rain overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Breezy on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 45, north winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies Tuesday night with a low around 23. Sunny and 55 on Wednesday and clear skies and 29 over Wednesday night and cooler on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 43 degrees.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Powell. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has a meeting set for noon Thursday, November 30th, as its seven-member bipartisan Board of Commissioners will hold its last meeting of this year. Commissioners said they will vote on a staff recommendation to include new price increases for non-resident and anglers between $2.50 and $65, depending on the type of license or permit, as well as the creation of an application fee for non-resident turkey permits. They will also hear the Secretary orders for free park entrances and free fishing days. Maize USD 266 is being investigated by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. According to an email to parents Thursday night, quote, Maize USD 266 takes allegations of discrimination seriously and is committed to cooperating fully with any investigation, end quote. No word has been given on these specific grounds for the USD 266 complaint. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you. Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area. Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land. Contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSales.com.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
A sign that was posted in a Hill City bar sparked vandalism at the business. The owner of Cowboy Junction in Hill City posted a sign in the bar that said, "No coons." Someone took a photo of the sign and posted it on Facebook. It then went viral from there. Following the Facebook post, someone did spray paint the message KKK Club on the outdoor sign for the club. Graham County Sheriff Cole Presley said Thursday the department had no suspects in the vandalism case, but the case is still under investigation. Kathy Hildebrand, the wife of owner Ralph Hildebrand, said the offending sign has been removed and the spray paint has been removed from their vandalized sign. The search still continues for an inmate who escaped from a satellite camp at the Leavenworth Penitentiary. Just after 4 o'clock last Friday, authorities discovered 50-year-old James Thompson was missing. U.S. Marshals and the FBI were informed that he's missing from the minimum security facility. Thompson was sentenced to 80 months in prison in the Northern District of Georgia for mail fraud. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tom. A man was sentenced on Tuesday in federal court in Omaha for his role in killing an American bald eagle back in February. Domingo Zanetes Hernandez, 21, of Norfolk, was sentenced to time served for violating the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. He has been in custody since March 20th. The attorney's office said the other man involved, Ramiro Hernandez Zequin of Norfolk, remains at large and is believed to have fled the local area around the time his arrest warrant was issued. According to the Gearing Fire Department, Wednesday's mobile home fire on Ridge Drive in Gearing suffered $50,000 in damage. A total of 22 firefighters from Gearing and Scotts Bluff responded to a mobile home fire on Ridge Drive around 10:20 in the morning. The homeowner was not at home at the time, and the building is a complete loss with an estimated $50,000 in damage. The fire is currently under investigation by the state fire marshal. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The bridge project in Hanover was further discussed at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last week. $1 million grant was approved, but remains $90,000 short of replacement cost. Commissioners were advised they could close the structure if Hanover City were not willing to contribute. While the structure is within city limits a block south of Rookie's Cafe, the county assumes responsibility due to state statute based on population numbers. Hanover previously rejected an offer to split the $90,000. No decisions were made. Purchase of a former daycare property in Washington by the hospital board was approved. They had considered using the former Homestead Nursing Home, but a grant application did not come through, and that building is being demolished. It was noted that if operation with 8 or 10 children is successful, building another facility at the nursing home site may be considered. An operator for the daycare will be solicited as the transition moves forward. The hospital board is putting up a storage building at the nursing home site for items from that building. A pair of new recycling trailers funded 75% through grants were delivered and will serve cardboard collection and the Greenleaf drop-off site. 4 trailers went into service last year in Lynn, Clifton, Barnes, and Hanover. Gage County supervisors were asked to reconsider an application for the confined feeding operation near Liberty, noting that the applicant exceeded zoning regulations in the county. They encouraged supervisors to visit the site in northern Gage County under construction and the proposed site. No motion was brought forward. Marshall County is moving ahead with the bridge on State Line Road and has selected a contractor. During discussion, Gage County was willing to split the cost but would not be able to do that if the bid process did not go forth as state statutes provide. Gage County also presented the option of culverts instead of a bridge, which they reported as feasible and less expensive. Marshall County did not want culverts, and they chose to select a contractor without taking bids, therefore keeping Gage County from participating. The deputy county attorney will reach out to Marshall County for further discussions. Locations, dates, and times for Gage County infrastructure outreach meetings have been set to receive public input on a survey to gather data from constituents regarding a grant. A survey will be taken to find out how many miles people save traveling these roads, whether they think roads and bridges need repaired or replaced, and how safe they think they are. Participants do not need to be Gage County residents. They can be from surrounding counties but travel these roads and cross these bridges. Data will provide supporting documentation on the grant applications. A meeting was held last week in Blue Springs with others planned at Tri-County, DeWitt, Claytonia, and Pickerel. Pawnee County Commissioners briefly discussed staffing shortages at the Sheriff's Department and a threat of termination of services if personnel are not granted raises, bringing compensation closer to adjacent counties. No action was taken. Marshall County Commissioners met Thursday to canvass the general election, with 41 provisional ballots, two Marysville school board races, and a city council seat could have changed, but final totals confirmed candidates leading as of election night were indeed winners. For USD 364, position 2, Paige Howard defeats Chance Hartner by 14 votes. For position 7, Craig Harries unseats Michelle Reinhart by 13 votes. And for Marysville City Council Ward 1, Chris Schrader unseats Parker Price by 9 votes. Write-in winners were also tabulated. James Shaughnessy takes a third Axtell City Council seat with 41 votes ahead of Brad Brocksterman with 30. Ron O'Neill, Joe Studer, and Michael Rush are among five selected to Beatty City Council. With no filed candidates, Larry Novotny wins Oquito Mayor with 6 votes, and Daryl Cook, John Cook, Rick Schroller, Levi Ohm, and Ron Schroller were elected to council. In Summerfield, Jared Schneider with 21 and Keith Holderding 18 votes take council seats, while Ryan Constell had 13. In Blue Rapids, Jerry Zias was reelected mayor with 54% and 152 votes, while write-in Melva Sanner was second high with 102. The Axtell community will host an open house Monday evening, 5 until 9, for the new fitness center, which will serve the high school and community at large. KNDY will broadcast live Monday afternoon to kick off the event. The facility was funded through private contributions and in-kind labor and services. Community Memorial Healthcare has signed a 10-year commitment to provide physical therapy and outpatient clinic services, which remain to be finalized. Public is welcome to the open house Monday evening, 5 until 9, at the new fitness center in Axtell. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the Marysville American Legion Monday, November 20th, noon until 6. Walk-ins are welcome, or for an appointment, phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Blood Mobile at the Marysville American Legion Monday, noon until 6. Stephen A. Steve Hammett, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Friday at his home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Steve Hammett. Wayne D. Fredericks, age 86, of Greenleaf, passed away November 14th. Graveside service Wednesday at 1 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Fredericks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, peas, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, turkey with mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. More scattered showers possible overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. A bit warmer on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cooler into Thursday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries on Friday, otherwise cloudy and cooler with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then staying cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-November 52, record high on this date 80. The average low 30 and the record low 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:16. Sunset this evening at 5:10. Cloudy, overcast, and a light mist and drizzle continues this hour, as for the past 18 hours or so. And we see a current temperature at the studios of 43 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Russell Wilson delivers late again against the Vikings, this time. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Vikings, winners of five straight, marched into Denver, where the Broncos had won three in a row on Sunday Night Football. Late fourth quarter, Broncos down 20-15, but as so often happens, Russell Wilson drove Denver to the Vikings' 15-yard line.
Snap clock at three, snap clock at two, at one. All out blitz on the way. Get it up, Russ. Russ throws the ball to the end zone. It is caught!
The call on KOA, Denver's defense, stopped Minnesota's next drive and held on for a 21-20 victory. The Lions had to rally late in the fourth quarter against the Bears, cutting Chicago's lead to five, and with 30 seconds left on the clock.
Jared leans in, takes the snap, hands to Montgomery, yes. Heads down to the end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions!
The call on WXYT, David Montgomery with the winning score. Lions beat the Bears 31-26. Rookie C.J. Stroud threw three interceptions, but still led the Texans to a 21-16 win over the Cardinals. Rams edged the Seahawks 17-16. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, Celtics-Grizzlies tied at 100 late fourth quarter.
Minute 9 to go in a tie game. Tatum deep on the right side against Aldama. Tatum throws the shoulder into him. Here comes the double team from the backside from Bay. Finds the cutter. Porzingis in for the two-hand slam.
The call on 98.5, the sports hub. Chris Stapps Porzingis' dunk with just over a minute left was the game winner as the Celtics escaped Memphis with a 102-100 win over the Grizzlies. Sixers crushed the Nets 121-99. Cavs beat the Nuggets 121-109. Kings routed the Mavs 129-113. NHL Maple Leafs and Wild went into overtime in Sweden.
Nylander working it on the left wing. Nylander driving the net and a goal, he scores!
The call on TSN 1050, Toronto wins 4-3. Penguins blank the Golden Knights 3-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Axtell Eagles advance to the state championship, defeating Frankfurt for a second time this season. 52-6 the final on the 45-point rule in the third quarter. Substate play on Friday. Axtell advancing undefeated in 12 starts. Will face 9-3 South Central. A 52-20 winner over Victoria.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Every month, a K-State livestock economist puts together a meat demand monitor, which tracks how consumer preferences change. Glenn Tonser discusses what he saw in the recent monitor. He begins by sharing the stats from people's willingness to pay in grocery stores and restaurants.
We track a lot of demand information here. The latest would be from the beef and pork checkoff supported meat demand monitor. In October, willingness to pay through the grocery store was up on 6 of the 8 evaluated products. That included ribeye steak, ground beef, pork chops, several that we regularly track. We flicked over to food service. It was actually even stronger. 7 of the 8 meals, specifically the dinner meals, were assessing what you're willing to pay to have a center of the plate meat entree and your dinner meal away from home. The only item that was not was ribeye steak.
When purchasing protein, people consider many different things important, like freshness, taste, price, and safety. Tonser explains how price is a consistent factor in meat purchasing.
One of the other things I want to highlight here is price is ranking very high historically. So we started this project in February 2020. Price was the third highest in our series here in October. The others were also in 2023. So the importance of price in making protein purchasing decisions is notably higher here in 2023 than it has been in other months. Remember, most of those months were throughout the pandemic when we had a lot of uncertainty. Consumers are quite concerned about their finances, is what I'm trying to drive home.
He says how there is usually a relationship between consumer finances and willingness to spend money on meat products.
We follow something from the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey, and simply I'm asking, are your household finances better, the same, or worse than they were a year ago? And in October, 21% indicated their finances are better than last year. But unfortunately, that means 79% don't think they're better. 35% actually say it's worse, and the balance say it's the same. The relevance for our listeners here is there's notably lower rates of consumption of beef steak, chicken breast, and pork chops if you say your finances have gotten worse. So this is not surprising. Most economists would say meat proteins tend to be some of the more expensive items in our food basket. Demand for those is stronger when our incomes go up. And one step away from that statement is if your financial sentiment and your situation is deteriorating, your incomes probably haven't been going up. So these go hand in hand with what economists would expect. Hopefully, as we move through this holiday season, maybe we get past some of the current macroeconomic clouds. Some of that bearish financial sentiment will change, and maybe that can be an additional boost for meat demand broadly.
That was Kansas State University livestock economist Glenn Tonser on the results of the October Meat Demand Monitor. Understanding what is important to consumers is valuable when it comes to recognizing why livestock markets might be reacting the way they are. For more information and results, visit www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Morning, Denison Rakes from Beatrice, 77 Livestock. Hey, on a wonderful Thanksgiving week with a little rain over the weekend, and we've got a very nice sale here today, so good morning. Well, the cattle market kicked us in the knees a little bit on Wednesday and Thursday. 178 on the cash, 282 on the carcass. The carcass maintained, but took a little money away on that cash market. Well, with a 10 o'clock start and a high noon, we will get into the hay department. We are certainly a little short on the square bales with the moisture in the forecast. We got two groups of straw at 15 bales. Now, if you're looking for more square bales, give us a call here in the office here this morning. In the big round bales, we've got some pretty nice hay. Folks, round alfalfa, 14, their third cut, they weigh 1980. We have 29 bales of round German millet. The protein is 9.6. They weigh 1760. Very good round brome of 14. They weigh 1470. On the round grass, that's the same grass that we have been getting in the last 3 or 4 weeks. There's a total of 36 bales in lots of 12. In the round corn stalks, there is 8. Well, at 12:30 here today, we do have 45 head of black and red bred cows coming out of Milford. They're certainly going to be middle-aged cows up to that short, solid black and red cows. Maybe just a little heavier on the red over the black guys, and certainly in good condition. They're going to calve late February. They're bred to Red Angus bulls. And in April, they had all their Express shots, their Vision 7, and so forth. So, 12:30 here today, come out and check out the set of bred cows that we will have here with a preg and a mouth. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with Roger Dorn's 5 head of black steer and heifers. They've got a wean. They got a vac, 600 to 700. The Ross cattle out of Diller, 72 black steer and heifers. They got a November 4 on the wean. November 4 on the wean. They're going to weigh 450 to 600. Out of Syracuse, Doug Carlson, 22 black steer and heifers. They got a wean, they got a vac. They're going to be 550 to 800. Crano out of Cook is 19 black steer and heifers. They got a wean, they got a vac, 450 to 650. Racer out of Firth's got 18 head of black baldy steer and heifers. They got a 10-5 wean, double vaccinated in all, 650 to 750. Mike Hayne out of Nebraska City, 13 black baldy steer and heifers. They got a wean, they got a vac. They got a weight of 550 to 650. Jeff Pickard out of Douglas, 11 head of black heifer, 60-day wean, 30-day vac. They're going to weigh 550 to 675. Certainly could catch a few more head of those calves here today, but the quality is certainly good. The vaccination, the weans are up to date, so certainly give us a call and check us out. I want to remind you about the bred cow sale coming up on December 14th. The advertisement is getting really close to head out, folks. So if you have any additional information, we certainly want to get that down for the bred cow sale. December 14th, 11 a.m. Richie Waters, Baxter Hay Feeders. We certainly got all the supplies and new to help you out, folks. So give us a call on Richie Water and Baxter Hay Supplies. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny, 223-3571. And on this wonderful Thanksgiving week, we certainly hope you have a great one. And let it rain, please. Well, as the way we go, you certainly know that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
731 from KNDY. Mr. Drizzle still in the air locally with cloudy, overcast, and 40 this hour. Likely will continue off and on throughout the day today. That system kind of swirling around the Midwest, varying amounts of mostly light precipitation indicated by radar.
A clever marketing campaign over 100 years ago has been boosting marshmallow sales ever since. The history behind a Thanksgiving table classic today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 20th, the 324th day of the year. Country singers Josh Turner and Dierks Bentley are sharing a birthday. It's that time of year when a humble vegetable and candy concoction becomes a celebrated holiday side dish. Sweet potato casserole with marshmallows is coming your way. The first printed recipe using marshmallows with yams dated to 1918. It appeared in a cookbook published by a candy company to encourage the use of marshmallows in everyday recipes. And here's a few more fun marshmallow facts. Americans buy over 90 million pounds of them each year. Next to roasting them over a campfire, our favorite ways to eat them are in s'mores, floating in our hot chocolate, and, of course, in sweet potato casserole. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Axel Eagles' bye for a third straight state championship in Class 8 Man Division 2 continues Friday night as they win over Frankfort 52-6 in sub-state action. Axel got the scoring off early with a 65-yard touchdown run by Landon Schmitz on the first play of the game. Axel went on to score 4 unanswered touchdowns in the first quarter, building their lead to 28-0. Frankfort got their lone score of the game with 5 seconds left to go in the first half, but it was a little bit too late as Axel had already built up a 44-6 lead. Brandon Chelsley put in a 4-yard touchdown run to cap the game off 52-6, one of 4 touchdown runs by Smelsley on the evening. Axel moves on to 11-0 and will play in the state championship game next Saturday while Frankfort finishes their season 9-3. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
KNDY. You